We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. All right. What a weird kind of Sunday, because I know the next couple of days we have the Cardinals on the West Coast, which means we'll have some late starts, which means tonight will be a special night where I get to jam in as much as I can, knowing I can't save anything for the next couple of days because we're not going to have enough time to cover anything the next 2 days. So let's have some fun tonight. Kids are going back to school, if not already in school. If you are a parent that is around during the day, like I am, because I work the late nights, you know this is a magical time of year when the kid gets to go and you get some free time where you don't have to worry about entertaining the kid, where you don't have to worry about the kid screaming, where you don't have to worry about, oh, I want to go do this. Oh, hissy fit about this. Oh, meltdown about this. This is going to be the greatest thing ever. As a parent, I love this time of year. Time to go back to school. It is the most wonderful time of the year. I want you to enjoy it with me. And I wrote my blog this week going over some of the things that you could do with your newly found free time if you haven't gone through this rodeo before, which I know you have. But don't waste it this time. Or waste it. I don't care. There is one thing you could catch up on. All those B-movies you never had a chance to watch. And you know what was just released? I have it here. And I have the movie trailer here. This looks like the best movie ever. Oh, man, I'm a fan of B-movies in college. We used to get together with the buddies, and we'd watch these B-movies, and we'd sit down, and we'd have a great time. The whole idea of a B-movie isn't, you're not supposed to walk away from that inspired. There's no underlining message. There's no inspiration. You just watch it and have some fun. The expectation level is so low. There's not a lot you really need to get out of it. And the very last one of these debuting, Sharknado 6. Sharknado 6 has everything. Everything your heart desires. Here, I'm going to play the trailer for you. It's on the Sci-Fi Network. Did you even know there was 6 of them? Here, I'm going to try to explain some of the things we're watching here. Okay, just right off the bat, the guy from Sugar Ray... the musician from the 90s. I just want to fly. And there's Gary Busey sitting at a bar.
Something's not right.
Get out. Enjoy some time with the family.
Oh, it's Al Roker.
Beautiful day. There won't be anything quite like it again.
All right. So, all right. So they're at the beach. And there's this tornado that's hitting the water. All these sharks. As if whenever you go to the beach, just within a couple of steps from the shore, there's sharks galore. In this one shark, instead of flying from the air down from the giant winds of the tornado, this shark has found its way into a surfboard, which it is surfing towards the people there on the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Look out.
Ah! Oh, there the guy is. You know, he shows up and he's slapping these sharks out of the air with the surfboard. Oh, and this one lady has her kids... plastic shovel, which she just shoved in this shark's mouth. Oh, this looks so awesome.
If we stop the first shark now, we can stop them all.
Oh, there they are.
It's risky. If we do it right, we can reset everything back to the way it should be.
All right, did you hear that? Did you hear that? So the Sharknado 6 premise is they can time travel into the past in order to stop Sharknados. Oh, there they are in the past. Oh, there's a T-Rex. And a giant shark just came up and bit it. Ah!
Welcome to prehistoric times.
Oh, this looks awesome. Oh, Tara Reid's back.
Extremely confusing, but we're all very much alive.
Look out!
Oh, meteor strikes.
Where are we? Welcome to Merlin's castle.
There's a Sharknado coming.
Dragon sharks?
Dragon sharks? Oh, man, does it get any better than dragon sharks?
Good luck with that.
Bye!
If you don't want to see this, you can't listen to the show anymore. I'm just going to tell you. This is awesome, though. So now they went to the Wild Wild West. There was Dee Snider as a cowboy from Twisted Sister. Dee Snider's in this.
Collapsing. Come on, let's go.
The shots are coming. The sharks are coming.
All right, so there's Paul Revere going back to the Revolutionary War.
Look for some sharks.
Come on.
Oh.
The British are throwing flying sharks at us.
Okay, so there's Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin is crying because of the sharks that are flying through the air. And there he is, just punched one right out of the air.
Go!
Go. Nice. So it says, finally bites it. Oh, now they got magical powers and swords. The last Sharknado. It's about time. Is it on right now?
Maybe that's how sharks evolved over the last 20,000 years.
All right, so I guess they're in the future with robot sharks. What channel is Sci-Fi? Can you look that up, Producer Ben? I got to get this on the TV. I'm sure they're replaying this right now. I'm sorry, Mr. Gary. Normally I watch Them Yo People on Sunday night and Monday morning. But, man, I got to watch Sharknado. Yeah, Tara Reid's in it. Yes. They're every one of your favorite Sharknado stars.
Can't wait to see what the humans look like.
They all look like Tara Reid.
It's Planet of the Apes.
She does not know how to hold a gun. It's funny when you look at some of these Hollywood elite people, and I'm not saying Tara Reid is like the queen of Hollywood or anything. At best, she is a B minus right now. At one time, she might have been a B plus. So at her very best, and you can tell she's never held a gun in her life. It shows her with this, what looks like an AK-47. It doesn't look like an AR-15 or anything. Maybe if I zoom out, I'm not.
Of the Apes planet.
No, I take that back. It doesn't look like either of those guns. But either way, she's holding it like she would hold. I don't even know what the. It's just really strange. She's not holding like anyone that's ever fired a gun before. Ain't that Hollywood for you? Come on, even if it's a B movie, you could have put some effort into it. So I got the Sci-Fi channel up. It looks like, I don't even know what I'm looking at right here, but it looks so awesome. That's a hammerhead shark stuck at the top of a ride in Las Vegas. This looks awesome. We might just have to play replay of the show. I'm just going to watch Sharknado for the rest of the hour. Maybe not. I got a couple of stories to get to. Richmond over, Richmond, Missouri. Some parents are pretty frustrated after the school district bans fast food. And I would be a little bit too. Does the school have any place suggesting what food you give your kids? And a couple of other food stories, including one from California. It's a pretty funny fake news stuff that so many people are outraged over. Fake news galore. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Really wish Sharknado was around when I was in college. This would have been every weekend we would have watched this movie. It's like perfect. I can't believe it's over. Gone too soon. Sharknado 6. There was a story out of Richmond, Missouri, where the school district has made the announcement that they will no longer allow fast food to be eaten by students at lunchtime. No more fast food at lunch. I think it's pretty stupid, but do you think schools have any business stepping in, telling parents what their kids can and cannot eat? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Here's Fox 4 in Kansas City.
As the school year begins in Richmond, Missouri, some parents complain it's their school district leaders who need to learn. Classes at Deer Elementary School dismissed before 1 o'clock as scheduled on Thursday. And parents are buzzing about this social media post on the school's Facebook page.
You really missed a great pun opportunity. They're hungry to talk about the changes on social media. Oh, that would have been a good one.
Which mentions a new school district policy that forbids students from eating fast food during lunch or during school hours.
Oh, we want to be able to decide on our own.
Chris Swafford is the father of 5 kids in this school district, 3 of whom attend Deer Elementary School.
Yeah, they should be able to decide on their own. When I was going to school, the greatest school lunch day was the day they brought in McDonald's burgers for people. You either got the hamburger or the cheeseburger. You picked, and your. I went to a Catholic school. There wasn't a cafeteria. I never had the shared cafeteria experience that almost every other kid has had going up through school. Never. Every time, all the way through grade school, through the end of high school, you had to bring your own lunch in. And in grade school, they did this once a week. It was a McDonald's day. And they would bring in these big styrofoam containers full of burgers. And you used to be able to buy them. You had to order ahead of time. You couldn't just walk up and buy. They've sent a little slip home with the parents. And they said, okay, this Thursday is going to be the burger day. How many do you want? Prepay. And you bring in the little money. And most of the kids would put them in the little plastic baggies and bring them in, pay the lunch lady. And that was it. And it was the greatest day ever, the burger day. We loved it. Never once did anyone complain, oh, how dare you bring in burgers for kids? Not once. Now, these parents can make this decision on their own, period. And that's the way it should be.
I thought it was overstepping at its finest. Absolutely. I mean, it's up to parents to decide what their children eat.
Swofford says there's no difference between the lunches some kids bring from home and the fast food some parents send or deliver.
Parents' lives are busy. They have lots of things going on, and sometimes grabbing a 10-piece nugget from McDonald's and taking it to their child because they ran late or forgot to pack a lunch shouldn't be an issue.
Swofford says his kids have...
That's right. Well, how come they can't talk to a regular parent that says, hey, I thought this was America. I could feed my kid whatever I want. My kid, if I want to feed my kid in school, let's say it's middle school or grade school or whatever it is. You're telling me you can't feed an eighth grader a burger? Get out of town. Get out of here. So what exactly is this school trying to do? Is it purposely trying to restrict? Is it trying to figure out the diets of the kids? Are they doing it because they think they're protecting the kids? No. They're overstepping their bounds, period.
They've complained about the quality of lunches at their school. The school website says most lunches cost less than $2 a piece. Some parents are posting support for the rule change on the Ray County Facebook community, saying fast food delivery at school is a privilege some kids can't afford.
My kids take their lunch.
That's what confuses Karen Williams. Two of her three kids attend Deer Elementary School, and while she opposes the new district policy, she sympathizes with others.
Kids have been getting their birthday lunch brought to them since they were in kindergarten.
Birthday lunch. Is that a thing? Birthday lunches. There was one kid in our class, Jimmy. His mom always used to bring him lunch in. Always had the fast food. We would look at that and say, that is like the best situation ever. You're telling me your mom is bringing you lunch? But part of that was his mom was like the lunch mom, I guess, the one that would come in and watch all the kids during recess, would volunteer to do that sort of thing. So she was coming in anyway. She wasn't making a special stop, but she would stopping every once in a while, bring him in McDonald's. And boy, was that the greatest thing ever. What do you mean a birthday lunch? Is that a thing where they would get fast food for you on your birthday in school? I've never heard of that. I've heard birthday cereal, which I thought every kid had. When I spoke to Chris Raby about it, it was something that he did too. Every time it was your birthday, you got to pick whatever box of cereal you wanted, and that was your box of cereal, and you got to eat it. It was like a privilege. Instead of your parents buying the boring things like Grape Nuts, ugh, who liked Grape Nuts? Or what else? It's here, just Cheerios. Yeah, okay, fine. Cheerios is fine, but it's not fine every day. You want to go in and get something like Captain Crunch, right? Something your parents wouldn't normally buy on their own. That was your birthday cereal. If there was a birthday lunch, too, oh, man, sign me up.
So, I just think it's kind of silly, but, you know, but I see where other kids would be sad, too, if they didn't have anything ever.
Fox 4 News.
So what you're saying is part of the decision is that you are shaming other kids that did not have fast food for lunch? Really? That's part of the decision? You were shaming the other kids? Deer Elementary School website shows most school lunches cost less than $2 a piece. Five popular fast food restaurants sit within a mile of that elementary school. Richmond parents frustrated after district bans fast food at school. So what would happen if the kid shows up with fast food? Would the lunch mom or monitor, whoever it is, show up, take the food in front of the kids, smash it? They would take the bag as if they were trying to pop the bag, but then they smash it in front of them, throw it on the ground, point at the kid and say, not today, kid, not today. And are you saying that nutritionally speaking, every food option at that school is better than what fast food option the one parent packed for the kid? So you're saying that you're confident every single option that you offer inside of that school is 100% better than whatever fast food option is out there. I wouldn't be too sure about that. I really wouldn't. I would also worry about the ramifications of forcing the whole idea of you can't shame other kids. So what happens next? What happens in those districts where the kids become behind when it comes to lunch money and they can't get a payment from the parents and they have to stop offering food to the kid because, oh, I don't know, they're back $20 or whatever it is, and the parent just can't pay it. So are you going to say, well, since that kid can't get a school lunch anymore, looks like we're going to have to stop offering food for all the kids because we don't want to shame that one kid that can't afford it. Are we going to do that too, just force all other kids to skip lunches here and there when the one kid can't get it anymore? This is just so silly. It's absurd and it's silly. Seriously, do schools have any business stepping in and telling kids what they can eat for lunch? I say, nope, not even a little bit. 314-436-7900. And I saw this, and this is worth repeating. You know, I know this is a piece that was probably a paid sponsorship from the website Delish, but they keep bragging about how popular Taco Bell has gotten over the years as more of a health food option. Taco Bell as a health food option. It says, Taco Bell has become one of the healthiest food restaurants in America. They have their own dietitian. Missy Nelson played a huge role in the improvements on the menu. This is just basically like paid content. I know Taco Bell had something to do with this, but man, I would take a Taco Bell in school any day. Any of these fast food options. I loved anything in school that wasn't a cold sandwich. You know what I used to eat? This was my favorite sandwich in school. And none of the other kids liked it until my buddy Jack tried it once, and he said that it, you know, loved it. It was the tuna fish and green olive sandwich. Man, I could eat that all day. It was, so you basically take your couple of cans of tuna fish, mix it up with some mayo, then you put in the chopped green olives inside, just spread it over some bread. Could eat that all day. That was something that none of the other kids liked because it smelled really bad. I didn't realize that at the time, that tuna smelled bad to other kids. I just thought it was delicious and I didn't care what they thought. All right. You know, after this too, California is doing something very similar. Seriously, why are we restricting the things that parents can and cannot do for their kids when it comes to their dietary selections? This is just so stupid. This is Overnight America, KMOX. Oh my goodness, I can't believe what I'm watching with this Sharknado thing. Do you know what they just said? We're going to have to blow up the Grand Canyon. Oh, the whole thing is great. Oh man, this is what I'm going to have to do. Kids back in school. I get all this time free during the day. Maybe I'll just watch all the Sharknados. I haven't seen one of these. I just love the concept of it. What does a school lunch look like anymore for a kid? It's probably a lot different than what my friends grew up with. I had friends that went to public schools. My parents sent me to a Catholic school, but friends that went to a public school that would tell me about it. They said, you know, it's just okay. It's nothing great or anything. They really didn't complain much about it. You'd think there'd be a lot of complaining. You know, they were fine with it. But the way that these, oh, I got to stop watching the Sci-Fi Channel. I can't look at the screen anymore. It's too engaging. They're on a train and this shark busted through the window and took out this lady. I got to, oh, now the guy's on top of the train and he just uppercutted a shark. I got to stop. I'm going to turn and look over here. It's not on the screen. All right, schools. I don't have a lot to compare it to because I didn't go to a school that offered the cafeteria experience. My wife went through and she said it was just okay. You know, and other friends I went to said, it's just okay. Nothing too exciting. I wasn't that much of a picky eater for the most part. There's a lot of things I would eat, but I feel like there was always something on the menu. And for the most, I don't know if my parents, even if there was a option at the cafeteria, I don't know if they'd have given me the money for it. I think they would have just expected me to bring in a lunch that they put together. And I had a standard lunch. It was a sandwich, Cheez-Its, and Mountain Dew. Boom, 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 boom. Do they even offer sodas anymore like it? Are they taking those out of the schools too? You know, in California, even more ways to try to overreach. Here in, well, not here, but in California, Sacramento, this is reported from ABC7 in California. A proposed bill is aiming to combat childhood obesity. How do you think they are doing that?
The state of California be deciding what restaurants can offer your kids when you go out to eat.
Ooh, what restaurants can offer your kids when going out to eat. So we're at the point where even it's not even in a school setting. It's in a setting of you're at a restaurant. It's on the menu. You're looking at it and you say, okay, for my kids, what do you want, kids? You know, okay, what do you want to drink? Haha, not so fast, kid. They act like the sodas, the pops, whatever. What do you call it here in St. Louis? Soda or pop? I go back and forth. It was always pop when I was in Michigan, but then I used to say soda because it was different. And then when I said soda and everyone else started saying it, I'd switch back to pop, mostly because I wanted to be the guy that was just annoying. So I try to say what most people don't say. So here, most people don't say pop. Maybe I'll switch to pop. But could you go on there, and it has it on the menu, and they're saying to these parents, not so fast, parent. Your kid shouldn't be drinking that.
A new bill that just passed the Assembly is now heading to Governor Jerry Brown's desk. It would require restaurants to offer kids meals with only milk or water, not juice, not soda.
See, that said soda there. They should have said pop. Is there a third option? Fizzy lifting drink? Yep, no soda, no pop, no Coke. Yeah, just call it Coke. Where does this go? Whatever happened to the adult being able to make these decisions for their own family? And if they're going to make these decisions for the kids, do you think the government will treat you like a kid someday? Oh boy, you're not capable of making your own decisions. Look at this kid going right back to the same fast food restaurant like they did before. Oh, we know because we've been tracking your license plate. We know which ones you drive through all the time. It's not good. We don't like that idea. There was a book that came out a few years back by radio host Glenn Beck, Control. Well worth your time. Well worth it. The idea of control is kind of what you're seeing in Venezuela right now, which we're going to talk about later in the show too. So what happens when the government keeps advocating over and over and over again that they know what's best for you? And you know what? We know what's best for you so much that we're going to force what we think is best for you. Forget about individual freedoms. We're going to tell you what's best for you. You know, at first we'll make it super inconvenient for you to make your own decisions so you can hopefully come to that conclusion on your own. But then eventually we'll make it so you can't come to that conclusion on your own. Why? Because we have control over you now. Now, the more the government wants to offer you to dangle over your head in order to have freedoms, the more control they have. And so what if they, like, let's look at Venezuela, for example. So you have this Maduro guy pull over. He's a socialist. He crashes the economy. Their paper money is worthless. And now he is going through a process of raising the minimum wage. But the problem with raising the minimum wage when your money is worthless is that it doesn't increase supply. It just gives more paper money for people to have, so there's a more demand for it. So obviously the prices are going to go up and everything's going to be astronomically expensive. Business owners hate it. The people there hate it. They're in a terrible situation. And what does he do? He offers discounts and fuel and money and gas and bread, toiletries for people that pledge their loyalty to his government. So if you don't pledge your loyalty and say, well, I shouldn't have to do this because it's a government, they don't give you the card and you, well, who knows, go starving. So you get to pick. You get to pick. Oh, you possibly can stand in line all day for some bread and toiletries with, the, of course, your pledge to the government pre-voting for them. Or you can say no and see what happens. This is how they control. It's sad. Let's go to Jim real quick, who's calling in. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Ryan.
What's going on?
The only thing I have to say about this subject is that I wish they would put the nutrition labels on food back the way they were before they changed them, like about 5 or 6 years ago.
Hmm.
Because the thing that I really liked about it the way that it was that you could look right at the top of the label and tell how many calories there were in a serving, how many servings there were, and what percentage of the serving was fat.
Okay.
Because I really like that, and it changed it, and now I guess I kind of have a hard time figuring out what percentage of each serving is fat.
You know, I can't say I've noticed them changing it. I thought they had that on every label. So what did they change? They took out the percentage based on your daily intake or something with the recommended daily intake?
It's really difficult to even for me to comprehend it when I look at it, and it's even more difficult to talk about it over the phone. But
so
these
labels, it normally shows right at the top what, you know, calories and then serving size and how many expected servings are in each, you know, for each package or whatever it is. And then it goes down the list, and normally there's a percentage right next to it. They don't do the percentages anymore? I can't say I've noticed it gone.
No, okay, we're going to get into it. They do a percentage, but the percentage is of your recommended daily allowance.
Uh-huh.
Not the percentage of the serving by which I don't care what they're recommending my daily thing is. They don't have any idea what my daily thing should be.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm doing endurance exercise 2 hours a day,
uh-huh.
they just don't have any idea. So I don't really like the whole idea that they even have a recommendation on it. I like that they just give me the information and let me make my recommendation.
Oh, okay. Well, you can ignore it. Are you saying you don't like, you'd have to do your own calculations in order to get what you were looking for? I bet there's an app for that. It sounds like if you can find if you have a smartphone, you probably can find an app that, because like my wife, when she goes to the store, if she is trying to monitor what she's eating, she's got these apps where it scans the food, and then she can log it all there, and it gives her all the information that she wanted. Even if it's not on the label, gives her all the information she wanted. It sounds like you could do some pretty great things if you were to find something like that and just independently track.
I think, well, you could, sure, but I don't know. That's all I have to. I mean, I guess the vein that I'm getting at is that I try to just inform people about, you know, how food affects them, what kinds of food affect them in this way or that way.
Right.
And when it's good to eat this and when it's good to eat that and why.
Yeah.
And then they can look at the food label and figure out whether they want to eat that food or not.
Cool.
But if they don't have the information about what's in there and how it affects them, then they can't make an intelligent decision on it. And then they're not going to want to be responsible for their decision.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So then they're going to get really fat and they're going to blame someone else. If they just have the information about what's in there and how it affects them, then when they get fat, they don't have anybody to blame but themselves.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jim.
Bye.
All right, when they get fat, they get no one to blame. I don't think anyone buys the blame game when it comes to personal responsibility in your diet. There are things you can blame. So let's say someone has like a thyroid problem. Oh, you can't control that, right? You can take medication. You can try to help it. You know, there's some things in your body that you might not be able to control, and the things in your genes. I think that your genes contribute more to you in your health than the actual poor diet you might have. I honestly believe that. I know there's some people that agree or disagree. I really think your genes have more to do with it than anything else. It's the only way I can comprehend explaining why someone that could, you know, eat a pizza a day, smoke a pack of cigarettes, and drink a fifth of bourbon can live to be 99, and then someone that exercises every day of their life, controls their cholesterol, can drop dead of a heart attack at 50. This is the only way I can explain it. Your genes have a lot to do with it, and that's way out of your control. Not to say you shouldn't risk it and try to be healthy anyway. Imagine, back to California, imagine if you're sitting down, you order a pop for your kid, and the waiter says, hold on right here, I need to go call child services because you put a straw in there too. with a double whammy. Pop in a straw. Whew, kids taken away immediately. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Overnight America continues. Looking at the radar now, and it looks like there are some storms that are rolling across Missouri, headed our way here in St. Louis. And for the most part, it's still a little ways out, but we could see it in the next hour plus, and we'll keep an eye on it for it. We zoom out to the state. That's a pretty good strong storm. It looks like it's just past Columbia and Jefferson City, so at least the worst of it. But yeah, headed our way. We'll keep an eye out for it. If anything happens, we'll let you know. Obviously, if there's any weather alerts, we'll let you know too. There was a story I found on the New York Times, and this is what's going to be breaking. You know, if the news networks are doing their job, I really don't know if they're going to do their job on this one. But a secret memo was sent to the New York Times, and they decided to publish it. And it just goes to show you how hypocritical Hollywood is. They are. Of course they're hypocritical. So here's how it goes. An Italian actress and director, Asia Argento, among one of the first women in the movie business to publicly accuse producer Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault. She became the leading figure of the Me Too movement. Her boyfriend, culinary television star Anthony Bourdain, eagerly joined the fight. Does anyone want to guess what that next paragraph is going to say? Do you want to take a wild, crazy guess? So she was one of the first to accuse Harvey Weinstein. She was one of the leaders in the Me Too movement at the very front of it all, trying to get all these stories out there. In the months followed her revelations about Mr. Weinstein last October, she quietly paid $380,000 to her own accuser. She, too, was one of the problems that she was out there rallying against. Tell me that is not Hollywood in a nutshell. Hollywood is, oh boy, you know what we're going to do? Oh, we sure hate guns, but boy, when it comes to that $10 million contract, put me up like Rambo and I'll go and shoot anyone you want. But man, kids, guns are terrible. We should take your guns away. But boy, go watch me in that movie where I shoot everyone. Hollywood, indeed. The whole idea, it's real funny. Sexual assault's a funny thing, and we can go out there and sexually abuse and verbally abuse and do all these things in our movies, because, you know, we can do that because we're Hollywood. But boy, don't you ever dare try to even think about doing something like that in real life. Just watch our movies instead. Watch our movies where we pretend to do it, but boy, don't imitate us. We'll just pretend. It's all good. Of course, something like this would have to come out. So the documents, which were sent to the New York Times through encrypted email by an unidentified party, which is weird for the New York Times to take a story like that and run with it. And they must have been really sure this was accurate, right? This whole unnamed sources thing, unidentified party, encrypted servers. You have to really wonder if what's being reported is accurate. But they're running with it. It had a May 9th, 2013, apparently there was a picture of the two lying in bed as part of their agreement with the actual court records. It shows that Mr. Burnett is the person that was named there in this. It was Jimmy Burnett was the one that was paid, a young actor, a rock musician, said to have been sexually assaulted in California years earlier. She was 37 at the time. He was 17. Age of consent in California is 18. So a minor, sexual assault on a minor, paid off in order for it to go away. Oh, boy, that doesn't look good, does it? That doesn't change anything in the Me Too movement. All it goes to show you is that sometimes the loudest, the one screaming, could be very well guilty of it, too. Don't trust Hollywood, period. Maybe that should be the lesson for all this. They have some letters written. We hope nothing like this ever happens to you again, she says. You are a powerful, inspiring creator. And it's a miserable condition of life that you live in these individuals who preyed on both you and your strength for weaknesses. Ms. Goldberg say, and I think she is the representation. She's the lawyer. Carrie Goldberg is the one that represented her. Not available for comment. Decided not to talk about the report or not. Mr. Burnett's notice of intent asked for $3.5 million in damages, mostly for emotional distress, loss of wages, assault, and battery. Now, keep in mind, he was 17. Oh, I wonder what all this means. I wonder who had these papers and sent it over. I wonder if it was him. It sounds like something he would do. You're looking for $3.5 million, ended up settling for $380,000, was probably very upset considering what some of these other personalities received and said, you know, fine, you know, I'll get my money and then I'll embarrass you on top of it. In his agreement, she agreed to pay $380,000 over the course of a year and a half, starting with an initial payment of $200,000, which was made in April, according to the letter outlined in the deal. So this is something that, I don't know, this will be the litmus test of the news networks tomorrow. How much time are they going to spend on this story? Because it doesn't really fit a lot of what they want to fit in their narrative. So if they spend a lot of time talking about this, they're doing their job. If for the most part you don't hear much about it, just confirms, it confirms a lot of what we already know about the things they decide to report and not to report in media. But I think the Me Too is hot enough where they'll decide to cover something like this. We'll see. This is just breaking here tonight. What is it? Almost midnight here. New York Times putting that one out. Okay, next hour. There's a couple of different things. I guess we could do some fake news. Some hilarious fake news song that came out from Reason TV. I think it's, I've played the Reason TV song many, many times. If you remember this one from Reason TV from not that long ago. Where is it? I just had it here a second ago. Oh, here we go. Remember this one?
These cuts are blood money. People will die. Let's be very clear. Senate Republicans are paying for tax cuts.
Okay, you remember this song? They got a new one out. It's excellent. It's about CNN. Oh, it's so good. We're going to get to that, too. And Bill Maher standing up for free speech, which I thought was great. We'll get to that, too, on Overnight America. We're live here tonight on KMOX.
Traffic deaths have many crying with fear. Over 30,000 people are dying each year. This modest...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.